Good morning, folks. How's everything going today? It's episode 115 of the Big Promo Cast. I'm going to talk about a controversial beverage promo that's come out. A beer and barbecue thing that I kind of like. And a timely fundraiser I found.
Cool. I'm going to talk about a mobile game that is featuring a French soccer star.
Okay.
How TikTok is trying to stay relevant right now. And a tribute to one of the most creative minds in business.
Very cool.
Welcome to the Big Promo Cast with Amber and Rich. In this podcast, Amber and Rich discuss the world of marketing, branding, and promotional products. Now, here's Amber and Rich.
You kind of threw me. TikTok trying to stay relevant? There's like a billion people on TikTok.
Yeah, but they're having to skirt behind other other players in the games.
All right. How you doing? How's your week so far?
Not too shabby.
Cool. Doom and gloom, man. It's a rough week around here in Texas, so we're trying to get through it the best we can. Yeah. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I don't care. I'll start.
You don't care? Come on, man. All right, start.
All right. Let's start with PepsiCo.
All right.
They have teamed up with Pizza Hut to create a mobile game. And it is in tune with the final of the Europe's UEFA soccer championship, which is...
Oh, that's not FIFA. That's something else. Okay. Yeah.
Which is Saturday, the
28th. May 28th. Yeah, that's Saturday.
So the game is called... Score with Pogba, I believe is how you pronounce his name.
Oh, that's his name? Okay, yes, I thought it stood for something.
It's Paul Pogba.
Oh, okay.
And he is, he's on the French national team.
Yeah.
And basically, you just get on the game and you control his little avatar doing little soccer challenges.
Hang on a second. So the French national team, oh, he plays for Man United, but... Okay, I understand. Never mind. So pro, he plays Man United, but then he plays on French. Okay, cool. All right, got it.
So, you get on there and you try and get the Pepsi and the pizza and whatnot.
Pepsi, Jesus Christ.
Now, you can get this game either from this website, the scorewithpogba.com.
Yeah.
You scan in the QR code. They also have QR code on, like, packages. On their Pepsi products,
okay,
pizza boxes or whatever.
Right.
You cannot download it though. It's actually a play in the browser game.
Oh, and you have to play it on your phone.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So, like, I was searching for it on Google Play.
Yeah. Can't find it.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
But yeah, it was.
That's kind of a neat thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it costs to program it, but they don't have to give anything away. They don't have to print anything.
True.
Awesome. All right. Anything else about that?
No, just thought it was pretty nifty.
Beer and donuts again. Our buddies at Miller Lite have a new beer-infused charcoal.
Interesting.
That you can actually buy, and it's, beer coal. Thing, I went to buy it. You can't buy old birthday thing. Here's my birthday, y'all. Don't forget it. Oh, man. Gee whiz. I've already got this coupon 1,000 times. We're all sold out.
Well, of course they are.
But it was only $12 a bag. I mean, I don't know. I guess charcoal's not that much anyway. But beer-infused charcoal is kind of a cool, I don't know. I mean, people do beer chicken. They do beer stuff all the time.
Yeah.
So I thought it was kind of an interesting angle. It would be fun to have a bag of charcoal around that had more light on it, but maybe I can make my own. I don't know. I don't know if you can still light it after you soak it in beer.
Probably not.
I don't know. Maybe. Anyway, that was kind of a fun one, but that's all I got about that.
All right. So let's talk about TikTok.
Okay.
So I say they're trying to stay relevant, but... Uh-huh. Of course, TikTok has, billions of users. But
right,
what they're doing now is because Twitch is doing it and YouTube is doing it and everybody's doing subscriptions.
Subscriptions. Okay.
Yes. So now TikTok, as of today, they have launched the beta program of live subscriptions.
So instead of following somebody, you subscribe to them?
Well, you can follow them or you can pay a monthly subscription and you get, you can watch the video and chat with them while they're live streaming.
If you're a subscriber.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And you you can do the little, they create emotes and badges and.
If you're a subscriber.
Right.
Kind of like YouTube, if you pay to subscribe to somebody.
Yep. Twitch is doing the same thing.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Instagram and Twitter both started trying to do subscriptions earlier this year too.
I heard about Twitter, but I didn't know about IG, but that's doesn't matter. I don't really pay attention to this. So anyway,
but yeah, so subscriptions are becoming a thing.
Well, you know what? They're writing checks. I mean, if you make reels and you get enough or whatever, TikTok videos or Instagram reels, whatever, they'll write you checks if you get a lot of stuff on it. It's pretty, that money's got to come from somewhere, but it ought to come from ads. But anyway, I don't know. I don't know how all that works. All I know is social media is a pain in the neck and I don't like it. And I hate that we have to do it, but.
Same.
All right. I want to jump into the fire here. I found this thing about Minute Maid, which is, I didn't know it was a Coca-Cola brand.
I didn't know that either.
But they are coming out with a new product called Aguas Frescas.
Okay.
And I didn't realize Aguas Frescas is something people actually just make themselves. Okay. It's like a thing. It's like making iced tea or like making tequila sunrises.
Gotcha.
You get fruit and you get water or whatever, and you make your own Aguas Frescas. So they've packaged it up and put it in a can. Cool. Great. And they came up with this clever ad, which is kind of funny. I'm going to play this ad.
New Minute Maid Aguas Frescas. It's refreshing AF.
Why refreshing? Why not delicious AF?
Or mango-y AF.
Or hibiscus-y AF.
Or strawberry-y AF.
Or... AF?
Or yum for the tongue AF?
You don't have a tongue.
Too soon.
Wait, I just realized AF stands for Aguas Frescas. Ha! Meta AF.
New Minute Maid Aguas Frescas.
Wow.
Pretty cool, right?
That's awesome.
So then I found, I was digging around looking, because they're doing a promotion where they're, next Friday is the first official day of summer, according to them. So they're giving away a water slide and a bartender to come to your house. But I couldn't fit.
Wait, a water slide and a bartender?
And a bartender to come to your house.
What?
Summer promotion for Aguas Frescas. Where is it? Come on.
I need a water slide in my backyard.
But hosting a giveaway leading up to the first official Friday of summer. A giant water slide delivered to the winners' homes as well as a mobile bartender.
Great. Awesome.
But I couldn't figure out anywhere to sign up for it or to hat. And I went all over their Instagram and all over their socials. Their lame Instagram only has 9 posts on it.
What?
And it's got these first 6 that, make a tile and then these next 3. Anyway, so I can't figure out how to sign up for it. So if you don't sign up for it, you're out.
That's kind of lame.
Because it's next week. I mean, next Friday. So anyway, but then I found this other girl who has a company called Agua Bonita.
Okay.
They make Aguas Frescas as well. They're a really small company, and they're from California, and they're a year or two old. So a couple years ago, she went to this beverage showdown with BevNet and Coca-Cola to do a presentation on her little store, her little business. And her thing was real AF, her marketing thing. So they stole it from her. The Coca-Cola guy. Anyway, the Coca-Cola judge was at the thing. And so she did this whole, it's a 3-minute thing. I'm not going to play it, but I will put a link to it because it's pretty dirty. I mean.
That's lame. Come
She went to this competition and she won the competition. Let me volume this.
Skin drink. Look how good these look. And last year we had an amazing year. We raised $2 million.
I want to put a link to this in the thing, but it's pretty dirty. And you know, big business is like that. Coke's, I don't know. They're dirty.
Yeah.
They either buy you or they bury you. It's the worst. It sucks. Absolutely sucks. So,
anything else on that?
I got nothing else to add on that. I'm just saying, more power to Kayla and her Aguas Bonitas and Screw Minute Maid. Anyway, cool.
All right. Well, I just wanted to do a little highlight on somebody.
Okay.
Bob Vlasic of Pickles? Vlasic Pickles.
Okay.
He died earlier this month.
Oh, too bad.
And 96 years old.
Oh, good long life, though.
Yeah. Okay. And he, so his grandfather actually started selling cheese and cream.
Yeah.
Like way back in the day.
Yeah.
When they first got here, because his grandfather is a Croatian immigrant.
Okay.
So then his dad, Joe, started doing the pickles.
Okay.
And Joe decided, let's start selling pickles in glass jars during World War II. Because he was having a hard time, like the pickles were going bad or something.
Okay.
And so he started selling them in glass jars.
Okay.
And boom, everybody was buying them.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
And so when Bob got old enough to, he became general manager of the business. Mm-hmm. And he, in 1974, introduced the Stork that we all know and love of Vlasic Pickles.
Oh, he came up with that?
Yep.
Cool.
He actually did most of the, like, the little catchphrases and stuff like that that the Stork does.
That's the best tasted pickle I ever had.
Yes.
Groucho Marx. Oh, that's it says it right here. Yeah, Groucho Marx. That's funny.
Yep. All Bob Vlasic right there.
That's pretty cool.
And he even came up with a book, Bob Vlasic's 101 Pickle Jokes.
That's even better.
And he had a stack of these on his desk that he would just pass out to employees.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Pickle jokes.
Yeah.
That's all right. All right, cool. Good for him.
And he ended up selling the company to Campbell's Soup
I hate that.
In 89. Yeah. But he said that he insisted on being on the board of directors for Campbell Soup.
Oh, cool.
So he was chair of the board for like 4 years.
He was. Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for him.
Yeah. So.
All right, cool. Good for him. Pickle guy. I like pickles.
Me too.
You know what? Pickles don't have any calories.
Really?
A lot of sodium, but they got zero calories.
Huh.
I mean, they got, might have 5 calories, but they don't have a lot.
Nice.
They're pretty cool. This is a this is my combo shout out. Everytown.org. I got this off of Jimmy Kimmel last night because I didn't know about it. It's a gun violence prevention organization.
Okay.
And how I guess they raise funds to endorse candidates and increase awareness and all that kind of stuff against gun violence. So I'm just putting a I'm not bringing this thing down, but I'm just putting this out there to just to raise awareness, I guess, because, you know, registered voters elect candidates who will govern with gun safety in mind, which we do not have right now, demand action. But, you know, you can demand action all day, and they're going to do what they want. So it's so stupid. Anyway, I mean, that's all I got about that. It's just everytown.org.
All right.
And that's all I'm going to say about that. You got a shout out for anybody?
I do not have a shout out.
At all?
No, I can't think of anything.
How about to the old man for driving 20 hours to come home and see his family?
Yeah, it was actually only 10, but yeah.
Didn't he 10 down and 10 back, right?
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
That's 20 hours. That's a lot of driving.
Yeah, it is a lot
that's of driving. That's a lot of ass time in the seat.
Yes.
It's rough. It's rough on a body.
And he worked 12 hours before making that 10-hour trip down here.
Holy moly.
4 energy drinks and 3 coffees later, he made it down here.
He drove straight through right after work?
Yep.
That's wild.
Yep.
Okay.
I've done a similar trip before.
Yeah.
I worked here for 8 hours and headed straight to Colorado.
Wow. You never told me that.
Yeah. It was a few years ago when my friend Jay was living in Colorado.
Wow.
Yeah. And that trip, I loved it because I love driving. I love driving at night and I love driving by myself. But
wow,
man, being up that long,
yeah.
The last couple of hours, yeah. That stretch feels like forever.
I don't mind driving, but man, I don't mind driving at night at all. these people are, I just don't like it. I mean, it's okay. I can do it. I just don't, it's not my favorite.
Although driving at night in the mountains is not fun when you're not familiar with the mountains.
The promo code for April, Spondulix. S-P-O-N-D-U-L-I-C-K-S. Spondulix. In case you're wondering, that has something to do with money. It's like an old English term or something like that. Trying to make these not so easy to figure out. So, Spondulix, there you go. We'll get you 5% off any order, $300 or more. Any order you place online. And that's it. And you got big plans for the weekend?
I have no kids this weekend.
And no husband.
No husband this weekend.
Man.
I'm probably going to sit around and watch Criminal Minds all weekend.
That's crazy. All right, cool. We're going to Hot Springs, Arkansas. I'm going to take mineral baths and see the sights. So
nice.
That's all I got. All right, I'm going to end this one right here. You cool? Right. Later.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to The Big Promo Cast. The Big Promo Cast is a production of Bigger Fish, copyright 2024. This show is supported by listeners like you. We'd love a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you liked it, tell your friends. And if you didn't like it, tell your friends. You can find a link to our YouTube channel in the show notes. Our video is powered by Ecamm Live. Get a free trial at bigpromo.live/ecamm with two M's. Our podcast is hosted by Captivate.fm. Get a free trial at bigpromo.live/captivate. Thanks again for listening to the Big Promo Cast.